It's great to start at the beginning again, isn't it? To read it again and get on to it. So let us pray. Abba Father, open our eyes so that you will see wondrous things from your Torah today. May the words of my mouth and the thoughts of my heart be acceptable in your presence, Yehovah, because you are my rock and my redeemer. I ask this in Yeshua's precious name. Amen. Well, I've titled my message today, Bringing Earth Back to Heaven. It's a little bit different, isn't it? So if we've got a few scriptures to start with, if the guys could bring that up for me, please. Slide 2. Thank you. In the beginning, Elohim created the heavens and the earth. And then in Matthew 6, 9 to 10, you therefore pray like this, Our Father in heaven, may your name be kept holy. May your kingdom come. Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And in Ephesians 1 and verse 10, and will put into effect when the time is ripe, his plan to place everything in heaven and on earth under the Messiah's headship. This is what we have to aim for today. Let us look at heaven and earth. This is the very issue of the first verse which we read in the scriptures. It establishes the theme for the entire scriptures for us. It is also the issue of the entire trouble that we have as believers. Our scriptures are a book about Yehovah, then the earth. And he created them to be in union with each other. He created them to be in harmony, one with the other. Then we read a problem with one of the two. In Bereshit, Genesis chapter 1 and verse 2, the earth was unformed and void. Darkness was on the face of the deep, and the Spirit of Elohim hovered over the surface of the water. Now something happened to the earth. Yehovah's Ruach, or Spirit, had to work with it. Man is made from two realms. Man is made from heaven and earth. Did you ever think of that before? Let's go to Bereshit chapter 2 and verse 7. Then Yehovah Elohim formed a person. Adam is Hebrew for person. It's not Adam, the man. It's Adam, a person. He formed him from the dust of the ground, which is Adama, which means the ground. Then he breathed into his nostrils, not in his mouth for life to life, into his nostrils, the breath of life, so that he became a living being. And then, of course, Ecclesiastes 12:7 tells us the dust returns to earth as it was, the spirit or the ruach returns to Yehovah who gave it. So we are from heaven and the earth. We're formed, our flesh is the spirit or the ruach returns to Yehovah who gave it. So we are from heaven and the earth. Most of us in my age bracket, which was during the Second World War and just after, virtually every child went to a Sunday school or some religious upbringing of some kind. The next generation were not as many. My children did, but a lot of parents didn't. Children didn't. And then their generation, very few go. It's 1 in 100 if you're lucky. And it's getting worse and worse. And look what's coming to our life. Look what's coming to our age. Look what's coming to the era in which we live. I mean, not as they're not just fear, but debauchery is so high. Because there has been no spiritual training. Yeshua compared our hearts to the soil. He said, let it go and the weeds will grow wild and choke any word of Yehovah that is in there. Or the stones will remain and prevent the word from getting in deep enough to save us. Or the birds of the air will take the seed of the word away. Effort to deal with the flesh is incumbent upon us and only us. It doesn't happen by itself. Salvation is the beginning point of bringing earth back to heaven. In our relationship with Yeshua HaMashiach, all is solid and stable. Heaven is not altered, although the earthly trials we go through change like a calm sea can change to raging waves. What has been settled in heaven remains so as long as we do not lose our faith. We are seated together with Yeshua HaMashiach in heavenly places. Amen. We are blessed with spiritual blessings in heavenly places. Yeshua HaMashiach is at Yehovah's right hand in heavenly places. That is a fact. We can't change it. As long as we are on the right road, we will always be in line with heaven. And we won't let the earth get in the way. Today, most people are unaware of the spiritual part that is the Ruach of Yehovah in their lives at all. Many people believe in it, but do not even scarcely understand it at all. This was never meant to be. Hasatan, the adversary, does not want heaven and earth to unite. He knows that Yehovah is Ruach. We have to worship him in Ruach and in truth, spirit and in truth. In order to manifest in the physical, he created man from both Ruach and physical to flow through as a vessel. So he managed to separate heaven from the earth by keeping man from filling himself with life of Yehovah's Ruach seen in the fruit of life from the tree of life. Adam had a choice. He was told never to eat from the tree of knowledge of good and evil. Hasatan tricked Hava by telling her you're not even to touch it. But Yehovah didn't say you can't touch it. He said you can't eat from that fruit. But the point was, that was one tree they couldn't eat from. From every other tree in the garden, they could have eaten from it. It was their choice to choose that tree, they were told, not to touch, when they could have eaten the tree of life. It was there. But they made a wrong decision. As I said, this was never meant to be. So Hasatan managed to separate heaven from the earth by keeping man from filling himself with the fruit of the tree of life. He put something else into us, and he will keep trying to keep us from ever knowing the truth of the spiritual. And there is a lot of spirituality in this world, but it's not truthful spirituality. It's the wrong spirit. People believe in horoscopes, but these are forbidden in scriptures. They're classed as witchcraft. In slide 5, please, in Isaiah 47 and verse 13. It says, you are worn out with all your consultations, so let the astrologers and the stargazers and the monthly horoscope makers come forward now and save you from the things that will come upon you. People pray to idols, But these are only demons distinguished as gods. In Devarim or Deuteronomy 32:17, it says they sacrificed to demons, non-gods, gods that they had never known, new gods that had come up lately which your ancestors had not feared. They sacrificed unto devils, not to Yehovah Elohim Zevaot, but to gods whom they knew not, to new gods that they came newly up with, whom their fathers feared not. Avraham's father was an idol maker. Yah took Avraham out of that. But his father was an idol maker. So you can imagine what kind of gods they were worshipping. Hasatan sidetracked humanity and all but abolished any understanding of the spiritual aspect of our lives. The tree of life was meant to fully connect the two realms. It stood in the air from the earth, between heaven and earth, ready to unite the two together in mankind. It was the giver of the fruit of life. And that fruit of life was meant for Adam, or Adam, as the receiver. Man failed to receive it then, but we can thank Yah for the stake at Golgotha. Because what Yeshua did on that stake unites heaven and earth again. It brings us back to Yehovah. It is the one means by which we can enter into union with Yeshua HaMashiach. We begin our union with him by no other means than by his death as us. We begin by dying with him. And that's one of the greatest and important things of our life. We have to die daily to self. The great prayer that Yeshua prayed, which was introduced in the beginning, in Matityahu 6 and verse 10, Yeshua prays, "May your kingdom come, may your will be done in earth as in heaven." This is what Yeshua prayed for us. He wants us to be united with the Father through him. So many versions of the scriptures have changed that actual scripture. So they don't say in earth, they actually say on earth. There's a difference between in earth and on earth. And we have to make sure that we get the right scripture. When you read it in the Aramaic or Hebrew, it definitely says in earth. And in my flesh, your flesh, Yeshua's flesh, is the earth part of my body. So Adam was created and given flesh from the earth, Adama. Yeshua said, in earth, in my flesh is the problem. My relationship with Yehovah in my spirit, the part is from heaven, is okay. It's solid. I'm seated with Yeshua HaMashiach. But sometimes my flesh makes me feel that that's not true. It makes me feel like I'm alone. But I am created to be one with him. We have to let Yehovah's will be done in our flesh, as it is in our spirits or our ruach. And this is what brings our union with him. This is the greatest will of Yehovah for our lives. Union, complete union with him. If we have faith in our union with him in the Ruach, we will present our earthly members to him and union will be experienced in our flesh as well. Our hands will be his hands. You'll see he's already purchased both our ruach and our bodies for the price of his death. In 1 Corinthians chapter 6 and verse 20, it says, you were bought at a price. So use your bodies to glorify Yehovah. We really need to be aware of this fact. Yeshua died on the stake at Golgotha for us so that we can activate this scripture. This is not just a negative thing to do, as if to induce us to say, oh no, I have to sacrifice some physical thing now. No, it's a positive thing to do. We do have to sacrifice some fleshly things to live for Yehovah Elohim. But Yah doesn't take what he does not give. Yah does not take what he does not give return for in a multiplied manner. So what we give, he does multiply different things for us in our life. Our flesh can be used for his wonderful work. We are his hands. We are his feet. We are his mouth. We can use that for his glory. One of my favorite verses in scripture is Romans 6 and verse 13. It says, you do not offer any part of yourselves to sin as an instrument for wickedness. On the contrary, offer yourselves to Yehovah as people alive from the dead, and your various parts to Yehovah as instruments for righteousness. I like that phrase, our various parts, our hands, our mouths, our feet, can be instruments of righteousness. Of the two, heaven and earth, heaven is the most important realm. Yeshua had to do work in the two realms. He had to manifest in the flesh and die on that stake. Then he had to present his own blood in heaven to redeem us. And that's in Messianic Jews or Hebrews chapter 9 and verse 12, where it says, he entered the holiest place once and for all. And he entered not by the means of blood, of the blood of goats and calves, but by means of his own blood, thus setting people free forever. The heavenly presentation was the greatest work. That is the redemption. Yeshua's earthly work was the means to accomplish the heavenly work afterwards. We face conditions in this world that seem to contradict spiritual and heavenly reality. We sometimes feel no good. We sometimes feel bad. We sometimes feel intimidated. We are Yehovah's children. Therefore, we are more than conquerors. In reality, we are seated with Yeshua HaMashiach above all powers. But the physical would scream out at us to feel differently, especially if you're like me. But what are we going to choose to live by? We are a kingdom of Kohanim, or priests. But this priesthood is not without outward robes that we can see. It's spiritual. And since too many people live more naturally than spiritually, they hardly recognize their true spiritual power as Kohanim, or priests. You know, those that are part of the congregation that are ordained ministers are no different to any one of you sitting here or listening online. Amen. You are all Kohanim. You are all members of the kingdom, and you all have the right to use your hands, feet and mouth, whatever, to spread the word and to show the word and to be alive in him for all those in your sphere of influence. It's unfortunate that we live today by our five senses, since it hinders us from accepting the spiritual power that we hold. We cannot see that we are Kohanim. We feel lousy at times, so we think we're lousy. We really need to learn to separate the feelings from reality. We have to separate the soul, that is the mind, will and emotions, from the flesh. Hasatan is the god of this world, and Yehovah allows him to be so for the time being. He certainly does have control when we look around as to what is happening, not just here, but in the whole world. Do you think Yah would let him loose for one moment if Yah did not want him around? I believe Yehovah is actually using Hasatan. Although the adversary, and there are many out there today who we could name as the adversary, would never believe it. But there are many people out there. Hasatan is the adversary. So the adversary is anything, anyone, any system that comes against the word and the practice of Yehovah. It is not one person or one thing. It is everything. I believe that Yehovah uses the adversary when he lets us be attacked. Whoever is doing the attacking, no matter what the circumstances, is the adversary. So as to see us face the battle and come out stronger on the other end, we have to trust in Yah. So don't fret over the evil one. He or she is not your worry. Your worry is your own misunderstanding of the reality of the spiritual union that you have with Yeshua HaMashiach. Your worry is thinking you are nothing because you feel like that. We all need to learn to go by the Ruach and not by the earth. We can tell who the attacker is by the Ruach that is within us. Adam put something in him that was on the earth. The fruit of the knowledge of good and evil. Hasatan had something to say, had something in him through that fruit. In Yochanan or John 14:30, it says, I won't be talking with you much longer because the ruler of this world is coming, but he has no claim on me. Amen. Amen. Yeshua did not take anything that Hasatan offered him and put it into him and put it into himself. Hasatan, or the adversary, offered Yeshua to think of himself when he fasted and he asked to turn the bread to stone. Hasatan offered him to think of himself and float down from the temple for all to see and be amazed at as the angels carried him down. He also offered him to think of himself and gloat in the glory of having all the kingdoms of the world if he would fall down and worship him. The adversary, that's who he wanted him to worship. But Yeshua said nothing to what Hasatan offered. Hasatan had nothing in him. He failed in separating Yeshua HaMashiach from heaven. But he did succeed in putting something in Adam which we were all born with. But Yeshua was intent on bringing earth back to heaven, and he knew how Hasatan worked. We too must not fail. Hasatan wants you to be ignorant of the kingdom of heaven. He wants you to feel a certain way that contradicts the truth and causes you to live by your feelings rather than by ignoring the feeling and knowing that no matter what you feel, you are seated in heavenly places. Don't fall to dwell on the earth. That means to make your place this place your home, sorry. You are seated in heavenly places, no matter what you might feel, and you're only here for a very short time. New believers receive the Ruach and are saved, and yet still wonder how they can be saved if they still feel bad and think bad thoughts. They are still saved, and we cannot help Satan putting thoughts into their minds. But we can help dwelling on them. No one can stop a bird from flying over your head, but you can stop it from building a nest in your hair. Simply because the thoughts that go through your mind, that does not mean that you are not saved. Hasatan tempts us with thoughts in our mind. It's always he attempts there. As I have taught children for many, many years, the first thought that comes into your mind is from Yah, and any thought, doubt, anything that comes in after that is from Hasatan to confuse. The first thought is always from Yah. The second one will be from Hasatan or from the adversary. Simply because thoughts go through your mind, that does not mean you are not saved. Hasatan tempts us through our minds. Being tempted does not mean you have sinned or you are not saved. Succumbing to the temptation is what does that. Keep that in your mind. Some sins can take away your salvation. Hasatan wants you to sin and feel so miserable and guilty that you don't even ask Yah to forgive you. He knows it was a mistake. He also knows that Yehovah forgives us if we ask. But he doesn't want you to know that. He pours on the guilt trip. Even when you sin, you are still Yehovah's child. He created you. And you cannot be unborn. The prodigal son was still Yehovah's child, although he would have died in hell had he not realized better and returned to the father's house. And this is why Hasatan wants to keep prodigals in the pig pen. Wake up, prodigal, if you're out there. Go back home. Yehovah is still your father. When the prodigal returned, he said, "Make me a servant. I'm not worthy to be called your son." And the father ignored that and said, "This is my son, is home." Don't go by feelings. Go by facts. Feelings say you are no good. Facts say you are seated in heavenly places with Yeshua HaMashiach. Bring earth back to heaven. Let Yehovah's will be done in earth as it is in heaven. In this world, live as if you are in heaven. You are seated in heaven. You have all the blessings in heaven. You are in Yeshua HaMashiach in heaven. That was settled in heaven. In Revelation 4 and verse 1, Yochanan was speaking and he says, "After these things I looked, and there before me was a door standing open in heaven. And the voice like a trumpet which I heard speaking with me before said, 'Come up here and I will show you what must happen after these things.'" And in chapter 5 and verse 9, "And they sang a new song. 'You are worthy to take the scroll and break its seals, because you were slaughtered. At the cost of blood, you ransomed for Elohim persons from every tribe, language, people, and nation.'" Don't let earthly things make you think you're not blessed. Bring the two into harmony again. Let the will that exists in heaven be done and made known in this earth, and live while you are on this earth according to what is so in heaven.